The pilot report is the most timely source of weather observation. When you give a pilot report, you're giving weather information that nobody else can directly observe. Any report regarding cloud tops, icing, turbulence that a pilot gives is the most up-to-date report there is. It's ahead of all the forecasts, and aircraft in flight are the only means of directly observing these cloud tops, icing, and turbulence. The way we're going to look at this is I'm going to ask you questions, and we're going to take you to parts of the PIREP for the answer. So if I were to ask you the intensity of the turbulence reported at a specific altitude is, you need to know that turbulence in a PIREP is located right after the TB, Tango Bravo, heading. So look for /TB. You see it says LGT055-072. That means light turbulence between 5,500 feet MSL and 7,200 feet MSL. So the answer is light from 5,500 feet to 7,200 feet. Okay, let me ask you another question. The base and the tops of the overcast layer reported by a pilot are, well, cloud layers in a PIREP are found under the SK, Sierra Kilo, heading. Height of a cloud base is given in hundreds of feet, and the cloud symbol, scattered or broken, etc., is given followed by the height of the clouds in hundreds of feet. A forward slash is used to separate the cloud layers. So the base of the broken layer was reported by the pilot at 1,800 feet and the tops at 5,500 feet. The question is asking about the overcast layer. So the overcast layer was reported at a base of 7,200 feet and the tops at 8,900 feet. Of course, all the cloud heights in a PIREP are MSL, mean sea level. So the base of the clouds were 7,200 feet MSL and the tops were 8,900 feet MSL. Here's a really good one. If the terrain elevation is 1,295 feet MSL, what is the height above the ground of the base of the ceiling? Again, cloud layers are found under the SK heading. The height and the base of the clouds are given in hundreds of feet. And they're, of course, MSL, since they're reported by pilot. The first cloud layer was reported to have bases at 1,800 feet and tops at 5,500 feet. If the field elevation is 1,295 MSL, and the base of the first cloud layer, the broken cloud layer, was 1,800 feet, then the base of the ceiling is 1,800 minus the 1,295 feet ground elevation, and you wind up with 505 feet AGL. What's the intensity and type of icing reported by the pilot? Well, intensity and type of icing is listed under the /IC heading. It said IC light to moderate rime, 7,200 to 8,900. So it's light to moderate rime. One last question. The wind and temperature at 1,2,000 feet MSL as reported by a pilot are? If you look at the WV heading, the wind direction is listed first, followed by the wind speed in knots. So WV08021 means wind from 080 degrees at 21 knots. The temperature is given in two digits, and it's in degrees Celsius after the TA heading. If it's below zero, it'll be prefixed by an M. So /TAM7 means that the outside air temperature is -7 degrees Celsius. So the wind is 080 at 21 -7 Celsius. I'm going to read this pilot report as it's written in figure 14 so that as I'm reading it off, you'll see what it's saying. It's a pilot report over Oklahoma City en route to Tulsa. The time of the report is 1800 Zulu. The flight level of the report is 12,000 feet. The type of the reporting aircraft is a BE-90. Sky condition. First layer of the broken clouds are 1,800 MSL with tops of 5,500 MSL. another overcast layer at 7,200 MSL with tops at 8,900 MSL, clear above. The temperature is minus 7 degrees Celsius. The wind velocity is 080 degrees at 21. The turbulence is light, between 5,500 mSL and 7,200 mSL. The icing is light to moderate rime, between 7,200 mSL to 8,900 mSL.